Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. UTLA, the LA Teachers Union, wants the Los Angeles school police budget eliminated and those funds redirected to help students. KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero is live with the story.
A motion passed by UTLA's House of Representatives calls for using the money currently allocated for school police for things such as mental health support and counseling for students with a focus on black students. UTLA President-elect Cecily Myart-Cruz.
I do feel it is about humanity. As educators, it is a responsibility to look at the humanity within the youth that we serve. And for far too long, the students' voices have not been heard.
She says this is
a high amount of ticketing, of truancy tickets that have been issued primarily to black and brown students.
Yeah, she said this has been a conversation that's been going on for years now, and that this is a moment when they can stand with students and be a catalyst for change. Earlier this week, the LA School Board, though, rejected a proposal to slash the school police budget, with some members hesitant to do so without an alternative plan for student safety. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An Anaheim police officer now charged with two felony counts for allegedly filing a false report about a traffic stop and then lying in court. 28-year-old officer Dylan Avila had pulled over a driver, searched his vehicle, and found some drugs, which led to charges being filed against the man. In his official report and during his court testimony, Avila said the driver had consented to the search, but investigators say body camera footage showed that he actually did not. LAPD officers arrested a man today for firing shots at them. Happened in the Willowbrook area during the morning rush hour as they responded to an assault with a deadly weapon call. Police saw several men running away. During a short chase of them, shots were fired at the officers. Officers did not return fire but conducted a search and arrested several suspects, including a 25-year-old man. California's health officials saying that rising infections in younger people in this state fueling the state's current spike in coronavirus cases. More than 50% of new cases have been in the area of 18 to 49-year-old people in that age group. Infectious disease expert Suman Radhakrishna of Dignity California Hospital Medical Center, that's near downtown L.A., tells KNX that younger Californians appear to be letting down their guard against the disease.
It's people mingling more. It's people going out more and doing non-essential stuff. It's people visiting each other in their homes and getting together and relax all the restrictions and limitations that we have recommended, you know, passing it on family by family in groups of people. Everything is happening.
Officials say the rising number of positive cases in California among younger people may also be partly due to expanded testing. The rising number of coronavirus infections is forcing California schools to reconsider options ahead of the new school season. California School Superintendent Tony Thurman telling CNN CNN this morning. He's monitoring new surges of COVID-19 cases before deciding whether to physically bring back students to classrooms.
Many of our childcare centers stayed open during the distance learning period of COVID. And what they found is that they've been able to use, you know, outdoor portions of the campus. They've used the gymnasium and other facilities to broaden the footprint of the campus.
Superintendent Thurman also said he's considering requests from school districts to turn public libraries and recreation centers into in-person classrooms. While many schools here in California won't open until late August or in some cases September, Thurman says California would be ready to either have students back on campus or continue with distance learning. He says about 14 million cloth masks are being distributed to school districts. 2.4 million face shields will be given to teachers. The DMV resumes driver testing today at its field offices. The agency's director, Steve Gordon, says he thinks it will take a couple of months to get through the backlog of 280,000 canceled tests. And he says new safety rules are in place.
We're going to use standard PPE. We're going to have masks. We're going to have our gloves on. We have smocks that we wear. But we're also going to be bringing seat covers into the car to make sure that, you know, we don't bring anything with us or we don't take anything with us as well. We're also going to ask the customers to crack the windows a bit because that airflow is good. And in Southern California, we're going to be taking temperature checks, both ours and the customers.
Now, people who had tests canceled at the DMV will have them rescheduled automatically and will be notified by email or by text. Offices will also conduct tests on Saturdays to help get through the major backlog that they face right now.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.